Marks and Spencer's been hailed. They're getting a lot of praise, actually. They've created underwear lining for people with stoma bags, and women across the country are no longer going to be restricted now to shopping at, I suppose, really specialist brands and in specialist stores. Their collection is going to provide what they're describing as stylish, comfortable knicker options to accommodate single or multiple stoma bags alongside then coordinated bras. And Spin presenter Michaela Hayes is with me today in studio. Michaela, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. You're here today because this is something that you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, I heard about this last week, and honestly, the joy I felt on getting an email about underwear I didn't think would happen, but yes, thrilled with this news. It's amazing.
Yeah. You have a stoma bag?
I do. I've had it 4 years now, so yeah.
Can you just give listeners a little bit of an insight? Well, first of all, into how that came about.
Oh, well, I had Crohn's disease, but I still have it. I was very late getting diagnosed, and I ended up having surgery to get the stoma just before COVID kicked in, actually. And it's the best thing I ever did, and I never regret it. But there are obstacles in the way, because your stoma bag, it sits very high. So it kind of sits in line with your belly button. And if you want to have underwear and you want it to feel secure, you have to have stuff that goes over your belly button to keep it kind of nice and snug to your body.
So it's nearly a different level of being high-waisted.
Yeah, it's super high-waisted.
Yeah.
So a lot of us with stomas, would granny panties would be what we would have to wear. And that's not great.
Like, nobody wants to wear that.
Like, look, there are days we want to wear them. Top, yeah. You know, they're comfy, but you don't have the option to feel kind of confident in yourself with your underwear. Or, you know, sometimes you just want to put on nice underwear.
Yeah.
And feel nice and confident and sexy and great. And we haven't had that option on the mainstream at all. So this is the first time and it's phenomenal.
And the, like, in terms of the underwear that you're talking about that, you know, typically would have been there and on the market for people, is it costly?
It's very expensive. So personally, I've never purchased it. And also, there's no providers in Ireland. So they are mostly based in the UK or in America. So when you get them, they're small independent companies, which is great, but you're going to have to pay custom charges. They're quite expensive. Like, there's a lot behind it and you don't know the quality. So I've always gone and got like super high-waisted, you know, the washing day knickers that you'd put on, you know, them ones. So
like nearly like a, I suppose it's probably the brand that comes to mind, but nearly like a Spanx, like the kind of pull me in knickers. Like, is that sort of what you're talking about?
But you wouldn't wear, so they're kind of looser, so you wouldn't wear the Spanx all the time because that's going to restrict your bag. And then with that kind of pressing against your stomach, it can cause you to get leaks. And then you can leak out the side of it because your bag doesn't have space to fill up. So with the Marks and Spencer's one, they're cotton, so they're not as tight or restrictive as Spanx. So it means that when your bag fills up throughout the day, there's space for it to expand and you don't have to worry about leaks, which is great because they're not ideal.
Yeah. And like just day to day in the office, and I don't want to pry too much, but you know, for you and for us, was other people listening to you, Michaela, who also have a stoma bag, how restrictive is it in the workplace, or is it at all? Is it something you'd even notice?
I don't really find it restrictive. Now, I am someone who, I wear baggy clothes all the time. So like when mine fills up, you don't really notice. Now, I've seen Louise Thompson over in the UK. She is Sam Thompson, who won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She just got diagnosed and got a stoma, and she's wearing all these tight fitting, gorgeous dresses. And I'm like, I could never, because I'd be so conscious that someone in here might see it. And I have to plan my toilet breaks in between songs so I can go and empty it. So it's not as glam as people would think.
Yeah. And maybe is it because there hasn't been, for want of a better description, the sort of poster girl or influencer who has, you know, kind of documented the journey around this as well? That
it's a lot of people have them, and people reach out to me all the time. A lot of people have them, but they're not vocal about it. So for me, I am very vocal about it because I'm like, why not? Like, so many people have to get them now for different reasons. And now I'm delighted that it's in the mainstream and Marks and Spencer's are doing something like this, because that is then going to get more people talking about it.
Yeah.
And they will have models that are wearing them as part of their advertising campaigns. And it just makes it more and more acceptable, and more people will be confident to talk about theirs.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I know you've been here with us in the show previously over the years, and you've talked about that and your condition and having a stoma bag. And that's why we asked you back today to chat about this. But I would say a lot of people just know they know very little about what it's like living with a stoma bag day to day.
I knew very little about it until I woke up from the surgery. All I like Googled before I had the surgery was like, what, I wanted to give mine a name. So it's like a different entity because you've no control. So whenever it acts up, mine's called Paloma the Stoma. So I'm like, oh, Paloma's doing this again today. So I'm not angry at my own body. I had no idea what world I was walking into.
Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, like it's not of, I find that it's something that if you're going to get, you need to be mentally ready. Because I know a lot of people who have got it who are, have not been mentally ready and they have hated it. Whereas I went through so many years of pain. When I got mine, I was like, yes, I'm so ready for this. Whatever differences is going to happen, I'm so here for it. So it's wonderful. So I like, it's just, I don't go to the toilet normally. Like I don't know when I'm going to the toilet. So it's just, I empty it a couple of times a day. My one is an empty one that you can get rid of. Mine's also reversible. So if I ever want to get it removed and go back to the normal way, I could. However, I don't think I would ever do that because my life is so much better with it. I'm in such less pain. It's just, it's so much better.
Because when you were here previously, you talked about living with Crohn's disease and the you know, the condition, and you were in, you know, you were in an awful lot of pain. Like it was a lot of distress for you at the time.
I've had nearly 40 surgeries. I was in and out of work sick all the time. Like I remember I went into work one day because I was like, oh, it's just a pain on my tummy. And I perforated my bowel. I had to get an ambulance out of work and they had to bring the people who give you medication. So yeah, you learn to live with a lot of pain and struggle with it. So when I got it reversed, a lot of that pain is now gone. So I'm like, look, this leaks sometimes. It might leak in the middle of the night or something might happen. It's not ideal, but it's so much better than the alternative.
Do you, so you I suppose, do you install it or, you know, not install it, but you fit a new one in the morning, do you? Or how does the mechanics of it work?
There's a couple of different ones. So there are ones that you have to, you can't empty it, you just change it. But mine is a loop ileostomy. So I can wear my bag for a couple of days and there's a little kind of down the bottom, there's a little Velcro bit and you just open that and then you empty it into the toilet and then you close it up and you go about your day. So you kind of have to do that 3-4 times a day. That's it. Mm. And then I change it. So it just sticks onto you. There's adhesive. It sticks onto you. And then it kind of, it's, I know that it's visual. It's kind of like the size of a phone, maybe in length.
Okay. I was going to ask, is it a little bit like a sort of, you know, the, you often see at festivals, nearly the bag type flasks that you see people, in my mind, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. So yeah, it's just, it's stuck there and you just go about your day. You go empty it when you need to. You don't, sometimes I have to keep checking because mine is on my right hand side to make sure. I'm like, oh, is it full? Is it not? And then I'll check and I'll pop off to the toilet and come back and it's fine.
I think it's great that you're so vocal about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, I think, like, because I can't be the only person that doesn't know a huge amount about what you do with a stoma bag day to day. But I think it's great that you are so open about it and, you know, you, and chat about it. Because there has to be, as you said, a lot of people who would even get in touch with you and reach out to you. And I'm sure they're probably frightened at the prospect maybe of getting it initially.
Yeah, it is terrifying. And look, don't get me wrong. Like, I haven't dated since I've got mine because I'm terrified of meeting someone and then they find out I have one and them they're like, oh no. And I know, look, they wouldn't be the person for me, but it would still damage my confidence.
Yeah, of course so it would.
There are bits that are still kind of like, but at the same time, I wouldn't have been able to be in a relationship without having this because I was in so much pain all the time.
Agony.
Yeah, so it's a real juxtaposition, but hopefully it's normalised. Stuff like Marks and Spencer's doing this is great. So
really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine other retailers or brands will likely follow suit then.
I find, especially with inclusive wear, Marks and Spencer's, they did, you know, the bras for people who have had mastectomy and stuff, and other retailers then jump on it, which is phenomenal. It's great. The fact that you can just go, I'm just so happy about the option of having like underwear that is like nice and cute.
Yeah. It's the simple things, isn't it?
It really is. I feel great about myself.
Well, listen, I'm delighted to chat to you again about it today, Michaela. Of course, Michaela Hayes, Spin 103.8 presenter. Thanks a million, Michaela, for joining us here.
Thank you.
On Lunchtime Live. Many others too, actually, just listening to Michaela there, also who have a stoma bag, just talking about the fact that like it'll just be so much more easily accessible, reduce the cost and also as well, maybe take away some of the stigma that people feel is there. You can see pictures of it, M&S of it up. It's on their website. I'm looking at some of the photographs of them here at the moment, but they will be available and online. That's Michaela Hayes, as I said, from Spin 103.8.